Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. Have you ever done something that you regret? I'm not talking about buying something you wish you hadn't. I'm talking about a big something, a sin that entangled you that you just can't get past. Maybe it was many years ago, or maybe it was yesterday. But what I want you to hear today, dear one, is that God does not keep a record of your wrongs. Take a deep, deep breath, and then slowly, slowly, let it out as you hear this verse from Psalm 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. That's really, really good news, isn't it? You are not chained to your sin. It doesn't own you. You are free because Christ set you free. What has had a hold on you that you need to declare your freedom over? Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. He wants you to believe that your sin defines you. He is wrong. You are a beloved child of God. If your sin keeps getting thrown back in your face, it's not God doing the throwing. It's your adversary, the devil. Do not listen to him. Now, we'll let the last words of Psalm 103 be our prayer. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers, who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Take one last deep breath. I hope that you feel lighter after spending this time in the truth of God's word. Live today like a child of the King, no longer bound to the sins of your past, your present, or your future. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Until the next time, may you abide in Christ.